You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter, your co-host, and our wonderful Head Start director, Jessica Coffey.
Hi, Cam.
Is our host. How are you?
Yeah, I am.
You are the host.
I don't really get it twisted. You're the host.
No, you're the host. I just run the board. The board could be ran by itself, you'd be sitting here by yourself. How about that?
I'm doing good, Cam.
I'm doing good.
The weather is nice.
It's starting to get nice.
Yeah. How have your allergies been?
You know what? Because I am the guy that takes allergy medicine 24/7.
Oh, okay.
Good.
See, I'm the person who's supposed to take allergy medicine year-round, and I don't.
See? You're like my daughter. Did you take your allergy medicine? Because you can't wait until allergy season to try to take allergy medicine because it's got built up in you.
Well, that's what I do.
Yep.
But you know what? My allergies are worse in the fall than they are in the spring.
You know, but I say that, you know, I take it all the time, but I have an adjusted life. Mm-hmm. Like, today's a great day to roll down the window, right? Ride home. Mm-mm. If I do that, by the time I get home, I am done. Done. So, yeah. My allergies are in check, but they don't mean a whole lot when I can't enjoy life the way I like to.
Well, let's hope the allergies stay away from me.
Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep a clean car? You took too long.
I mean,
go.
That's my answer.
Okay. Well,
my car is clean right now.
Okay. So when you do you clean it or do you take it to get clean?
No. Yeah. I take it to get clean.
So you're not a car wash girl.
You know what I used to be when I first got my car.
Yeah, listen, you loved it.
I was washing that baby every Saturday. And now I'm like, hey, this means of equipment is to get me from A to B.
I know what you mean.
But you know what? My car got a little bit out of hand, and I took her to go get a deep cleaning inside and out.
Mm.
And now I feel like I have a whole new car. So she's getting washed, and there's a little bit more upkeep because I feel like I have a new car, and it's not.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm totally with you because I've never been the guy outside – with the hose and bug. That ain't never been.
See, that's where me and my sister are different. She always keeps a clean car. Me, no.
But I get keeping a clean car, but are you cleaning it? You know, the last time I remember even talking about waxing a car.
Who does that?
That's how long ago it was. That's too much work.
If my dad's not waxing my car, then it will not get waxed.
I mean, or who the car does wash? That?
I don't know.
You know what that reminds me of? Waxing your shoes. Do you do that?
No.
No, I don't either.
That's like an old man thing.
It is, but I'm an old man, so just
you know, they're don't still at feelings. The airport, and you know, sit in the chair, put your little foot up, and clean your shoes off.
As a kid, I used to wax my shoes.
Really?
Yes.
Like the black shoes?
Oh, yeah, the dress shoes.
Did you ever do like the white tennis shoes with the white?
No, I didn't do all that. Okay. Uh-uh. No. First of all, my granny only got me like kicks, you know.
So they were going to get dirty.
Books. I didn't get no good shoes. It was like, you know, Kmart shoes or something. I don't know. I never was a name brand guy, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always had Kids.
Oh, wait a minute. What was it? Oh, Payless shoes. That's where it was. Listen, Payless.
Listen, Payless was the place to be. I always got my Easter shoes from Payless with the ruffly socks.
I step in some water and some Payless shoes. Them things is coming apart.
not the leather or pleather.
I know what you're gonna say.
Dress shoes for the little girls.
I thought you was going to say jellies.
Oh, no, but I don't know where we got my jellies from, but I had an array of color of jelly shoes.
And that's something you ain't got, right?
Mm-hmm. What? I don't have them now.
Jellies?
No, because, you know, the 21st century jellies are Crocs.
Are they? Ugh.
just think about, like, you know, we used to wear jellies all the time. No, yeah. Crocs are the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they make your feet
stink. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't going to say it. But I do have a pair of Crocs that I wear all the time.
At home?
No.
No?
I've worn them out in public.
Wow.
Yeah.
I only see work Jessica's, so, you know.
Well, you know, if you would come over to the office and visit us, you'll see. Well, I wore them like one day last week. And I was like, hold up. But you know they're not regular Crocs. The Crocs with the big, big wedge
wow.
on it.
Oh, wow. I ain't even seen
yeah.
them.
Yeah. So it has a little wedge heel. Oh, yeah. I love them.
This got to be ugly, though. A Croc with a heel?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
It is, like, and I feel like I'm walking on clouds.
I bet.
Do you switch your shoes up, like, from summer to winter?
No.
Really?
No. Matter of fact.
Is that a woman thing?
It must be because, I have one pair of shoes that is seasonal, and there's some.
Are they like some boots?
No, there's some blue suede shoes where I'm wearing no socks.
Yeah, my blue suede.
I know,
shoes.
Right?
You know I was gonna do that, right?
I know. You did that. So yeah, they're that type of shoe that, you know, has to be warm. Mm-hmm. It can't be raining type of shoe. But that's the only shoe I got like that.
Oh, Cam.
I know, and really and truly, if it wasn't for the sneaker ball.
You wouldn't have. I wouldn't have sneakers.
I wouldn't have because I don't get joy out of that. I'm sorry. It's not big on my list.
So you see, I have to have options. Yeah. And my option, like, if I have a black pair of shoes, I have to have options within the black pair of shoes.
Wow.
That's too much, though.
That's too much.
I'm
for
trying
me.
To condense down. So I'm like, okay, what, when it comes
where
to
where do your shoes go when you get tired of them?
Like when I don't want to wear them at all anymore? The trash.
Wow.
Because I've worn them out. Oh, no one will want those.
Oh, so you do wear them until the wheels
fall. Oh, yeah. Like I'm, you know what? One day. I had a pair of shoes that like I hadn't worn in a while, so I wore them to work. It had a little heel. It was cute. I was walking in the parking lot, and all of a sudden the heel came off, and I fell. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking up at the windows to make sure no one saw.
You know, somebody saw you.
Yeah, and like I literally will wear the shoes until like they fall off and break or something, or someone, meaning usually the director of community resources, says, don't wear those anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Oh, I get some good wear.
Well, I mean that's better. You know, a lot of women just, you know, hand them down. Especially them shoes you buy that are cute but you can't wear. Yeah, those. We're not going to talk about that no more. Let's have a coffee break.
Yes, sir. Okay, so for today's coffee break quote, I would like to say from Albert Einstein, a ship is always safe at the shore, but that is not what it is built for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you got to say about that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from Einstein, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can be safe. Oh, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We could be safe.
Come on with it.
No, I'm not going to do it. But we could be safe, but never experience what we were meant to be. And that's like going through life without a purpose, not knowing what purpose you are serving.
Yeah.
In
that's
this
what
life,
I was
going to
say.
You know?
That is straight all about purpose. What are you here for? What are you doing? Again, you can be safe.
Yeah.
I could have after school stayed in Paducah and been safe.
Right.
But because I moved and wanted to experience more, I think I've evolved and
absolutely.
I really, really know my purpose and you know what I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Who am I supposed to help? Things like that.
Absolutely. And that's powerful because unfortunately some people go through life being safe. and they never experience what they were meant to be.
Right. Now, on the opposite, some people go through life being reckless, but we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that. But, you know, sometimes I just wonder, like, inanimate objects like a straw. Mm-hmm. Let's just say a straw. Straw's meant to be used, right?
Yeah.
But what happens if the straw just gets, you know, it gets wet or something, and it gets dirty and it's thrown away? Its purpose was never fulfilled. Mm-hmm. How's the straw feel, you know?
Yeah.
Dang gone, I didn't get to get, you know.
That's how. That's a more positive quote yeah. on the next.
I mean, that's. I mean, that is positive though. This is yeah. encouraging people to spread their wings and expand their horizon. How
yeah,
about that?
I think that's good. I think you should. But you know what? You're always evolving.
Exactly.
So your purpose can evolve as well.
Exactly. Exactly. So. What we got on the show today? Who's on the show?
So, today, we have Miss Kelly Parmley with the Lexington Library, who is the Director of Education. And let me add this, too. She was on our policy council for years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now she is one of our board of directors.
Wow. Welcome, Kelly. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so before we get into some of the things that, you know, are happening at the Lexington Libraries, I want to get into a little bit of you. Who are you? Who are you? How did you become, you know, in this role for the library? And
Lord, I don't know if people want to know that or not.
We know you, but they don't know you, Kelly.
Well, I am the Director of Education, like you said, for the Lexington Public Library. I have worked there for 35 years. Fun fact, the library is the only place I have ever worked.
Oh, what?
Wow. I started working there when I was in high school, and I never left. Wow. That was not necessarily my intention, but that's how life shook out.
Go!
So... had several jobs and worked in several of our locations, but I think the job that I have now is my favorite one.
Right.
So I'm super excited.
How long have you been in that position?
I have officially been in this position for like 2 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Unofficially, yeah. 6 or 8 months. Mm-hmm. And in a position similar to it for a few months before, or a few years before that. But it's a lot of fun. I get to work with our staff that do a lot of our programs for children's, teens, and adults and kind of help develop programs with them. I get to plan our summer at the library, which is the absolute favorite thing I've done in working 35 years is planning summer at the library. It's amazing. Our language services, our upcoming outreach services, all of our experiential learning spaces, they all kind of fall into the area where I am. And so I have... a lot of great people to work with that are very creative and do a lot of amazing things.
Good deal. So we are coming up. School is about to end in what? Like less than a month.
Yes.
And we want to know, okay, what do you all have for kids of all ages during this summer? I know you have a lot.
What do we not have? I think is the easier question to answer. Like I said, summer is it's chaos at the library. It's a good kind of chaos. When kids get out of school, they come right to the teachers, just kind of look at us like, here you go, they're yours. And we are happy to do that. We kick off summer the first week of June. June 3rd through the 7th, we have our annual summer kickoff parties. So there's kind of a party at each location. During that week, we're going to have petting zoos, and we're giving away new books at every location to every child that comes. Popsicles, the police department's going to be there doing popsicles. And we have a lot of character meet and greets. Mm-hmm. Kids can meet Pete the Cat and Elephant and Piggy and Curious George and Clifford and all kinds of characters are going to be there. So we're going to have a lot of fun at those kickoff parties. They're really, really popular, really crowded. And then as we go through June, June 10th and 11th, we have Kentucky Down Under coming to the libraries, and they always bring live animals. We never know what they're going to bring, so I don't know what they're going to bring. Mm-hmm. But they show up with live animals. We have several hundred people come to each one of our locations to see Kentucky Down Under. The Lexington Children's Theater, we partner with them every summer. I think Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which is kind of a play for very young is the one that they're going to be doing with us. Jim Gill, who is, if you're a librarian, if you're a teacher, a preschool teacher, a teacher of young children, Jim Gill is a children's musician that you know. He's nationally renowned, and so we get to be a stop on his national tour this year. So we're really excited to have him at all of our branches. But then the big one is going to be July 9th and 10th at the Central Library, and we're going to have Bluey. So that's kind of a big deal. Yeah. We're calling it the Blue Dog Bash. So you see the word Blue Dog Bash. Bluey.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, but she ain't even halfway done with what they doing. We're coming back. We are talking with Kelly with the Lexington Public Library. You're listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Are listening to Look Who's Talking, and we're talking with Kelly Parmley from the Lexington Public Library. So Kelly, you just mentioned, you know, quite a few things that you all are doing this summer, but I want to get into your partnership with Fayette County Public Schools and talk about the summer feeding program.
Oh yeah, I actually talked at the board meeting at Fayette County Public Schools this week about some of the things the library does, and one of the things that we do for Fayette County Public Schools is this summer, four of our locations, Northside, Marksberry Family Branch, Eastside Branch, and Tate's Creek, will all be serving as summer feeding sites in partnership with Fayette County Public Schools, which means we'll be serving lunch and an afternoon snack during the weekdays in June and July. I think there's a couple days in the calendar where the school system's not doing lunch. I think Juneteenth is one of the days, and then another, maybe 4th of July, right around in there. But other than that, we're going to be serving meals at the libraries in June and July.
So tell me, how does that work? Do they come and pick up food, or are there activities at the spots?
They come. You have to eat. The food has to be consumed on site.
Okay.
That's their rule. I think an FDA kind of regulation that they have. And so we kind of set up a room in each one of our branches, and the food's only served for like 30-minute period. It's not like, you know. And so you kind of have to be there during that period and have your meal. And it is open to anyone 18 and under. And I think whether you're a Fayette County school student or not, I believe it's open to anyone in the community. So we served over 6,000 last year at our branches during that summer period. So
Cam, have you ever, did they have the food truck when you were younger?
Why are you trying? They did have lunch, but it wasn't at the library.
We had it at a park, and made me think about it is when Kelly said you have to eat lunch there, because I used to, fun fact, we used to eat like going to the park for the summer was like the funnest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Parks and Recreations, then they have food truck come. We would take our food and run to the house, my babysitter's house, and eat the food there because we wanted to eat it in the air conditioning. So every time we would get in trouble for leaving, but you weren't supposed to do that. You didn't do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're air conditioned, so people get to eat in air conditioning.
That's even better.
It's all good. It's all good.
See, when you move, see, the library has taken, you know, that's a great transition right there, because when we were growing up, and I'm not going to put you in my grade, but when we were growing up, the library was not doing what it's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And other people or other groups were doing that. And now the library has taken on that. And it's almost like summer school.
Yeah.
You know, the second place where your child can go, be safe, get education, and get a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So how has that been for you to see, because you said you've been doing this since for 35 years, to see the transition of what the library means to the community.
It's been fun just to watch the library grow. It really has been astounding. Like you said, when we were kids, you know, I remember going in the library and I picked out my 8 or 10 books and I checked them out at the desk and I took them home and read them. I could sit there and read them, but that's really all that was going on then. You know, you could just kind of sit there and read. Yeah, it was a very environment. You're never going to hear anybody say that, hardly ever now. But there's just all kinds of things going on all the time for people of all ages. You know, you can read your books, and we have quiet spaces to do that, but we have programs going on all the time, story times going on, classes. We have the maker spaces where people are coming in and just making astounding things at the library.
Oh, wow.
People are podcasting at the library because we have a digital studio. We have the video podcasting.
I didn't know that.
All those things are going on. You'd be astounded at what all goes on in libraries these days.
Fun fact, I got my start in knowing what I wanted to do here at Community Action from the library.
Tell us
about
that.
Did you go to the Northside Digital Studio?
Yes, I did.
All right. Wow. Way to go.
I went there. I got educated on the equipment and the software, and that was what I was able to use to say, this is what we need for me to do. You know what I'm saying? And so I took classes. I got all the equipment and got all my knowledge from the Northside Library.
And you did that for free, didn't you?
For free.
That is right. Yeah.
For free. So, yeah, It is amazing what all is available. And what I'm saying is the same program that I'm using to edit videos and to do the things that I'm doing is available free in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's available free in the community. That removes so many barriers that if you are interested in pursuing something, you can get some serious help from the library for free. Now, when you go out and you try to get this stuff in your house, there's thousands of dollars.
We had somebody nominated for a Grammy not too long ago, and they made their album in the library. In the audio booth at the library for free.
Oh, wow.
See?
Yeah. Wow. So there's just all kinds of, there's a couple doctors that come in there and do a regular health podcast that's really popular, heard in several states, and they record that at the library. Students come in and do things, but we've had so many musicians do their music there. We have green screen over in the room over at Northside.
Wow.
We have a lot of this stuff that I'm seeing in this room around here.
Yeah.
We have there for the public to come and use for free. And we're adding an extra audio booth actually in the next few weeks because the demand is so great. And then that audio booth will have the podcasting capability as well as the capability to do video podcasting.
I mean,
as well.
Did you think 35 years ago when you started at the library that, you know, it would evolve into what it is now?
I have no idea. It's been amazing to watch the library grow and just to see the impact that we've had, the projects that we've been involved in, the things that the free services that we're able to provide and help people get their start, whether they're starting a business, making an album, learning a new skill, learning a new hobby. I mean, anything is possible at the library. So it's an amazing place to work.
So what I want to move on to is, you know, we're about to have our promotion ceremony for those kiddos who will be going to kindergarten. Tell us about some of the kindergarten programs that you all have.
Well, we have regular story time, obviously, mm-hmm. which is so beneficial. Story time is beneficial because we talk, read, write, sing, talk, and play. Mm-hmm. You learn all those things in story time. And the way our librarians do story time is from a very educational standpoint, so we really help with that. But this past year, we launched a program called Kindergarten Life Skills. Because when we've had our kindergarten programs before, they were numbers, letters, colors, things like that, things that you learn in school. Some kindergarten teachers told us, we got that.
Yeah.
You know, we got that part. We need social and emotional learning.
Yeah.
And so that's what our latest program series called Kindergarten Life Skills has been about. It's been about, how do I share? How do I handle my big feelings? How do I wait? How am I able to take care of myself? Because so many of these kids, they start school and mom has always tied their shoe and opened their milk for them and done everything. They don't know how to do anything themselves, how to be independent. Mm-hmm. And when you start school, and we ask the parents to come to these programs as well, but the parents' role, when you want to jump in and do that for the child, don't do it. That's not how this works. You need to step back and watch them learn it. So that program has gotten a lot of positive feedback and been successful. We're probably going to cycle it around again in the fall when mm-hmm. the new school year starts to get these little ones ready for school.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about Head Start, because we make lesson plans individualized, but social emotional is really, really big.
It is.
You know, we have parents come and say, my child said I need to go take a break and breathe in and breathe out because to regulate my emotions.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, we, you know, go through that with children.
Yeah. People that don't have any brothers and sisters, grow up with no brothers and sisters. They don't know how to share. They've never had to.
I have a sister. And I don't know how to share, but yeah. I'm working on it.
I didn't have to. I don't have any siblings, but you know.
I always tell my wife and my daughter, let them go, because they have so much more freedom at mm-hmm. at school than they do at home, and which seems to be the opposite. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, it's dinner time and she wants to put him in her lap and feed him. No, he's doing all of that at school now. So mm-hmm. it's just that transition, and Head Start is providing that.
Well, you know, kids also play mind games.
Of course.
Because when they get home.
Yeah, cut it.
Yeah. When they get home, they know, this is what's going to be expected of me. Nothing.
Yeah.
But when I come to school, I have responsibility.
You got responsibilities.
I have to do
it myself.
Yeah. Which I love that, because, you know, and I don't know about you all, but, you know, having parents come in and see the process of what it takes to, either run a classroom mm-hmm. or help the child understand independence and things like that.
COVID did all the training. We don't want to learn anymore about what it takes to run a classroom. We don't want that no more. But yeah, it's just really refreshing. And so one thing I want to ask you is the skill set, all right? You came in with one skill set mm-hmm. and now you're dealing in technology, you're dealing in this. What does it take for you to continually flip the script and pivot and learn something new?
That's a really good question. I don't know how that's happened, but like you said, when I did come out of library school, my skill set was, you come in and you ask me a question and I can go get a book off the shelf and I can flip through and I can find the answer to your question.
Yeah.
Well, the internet changed all that,
yeah.
you know, so then you had to shift your skills from looking it up in a book to learning how to search on the internet, knowing which sources were viable and which ones weren't. Cause I mean, we can find anything on the internet, let's be honest.
Yeah, right.
Some of it might not be
Might
not be accurate.
Exactly.
So kind of judging the validity of different things, we've had to do that. We've had to turn some of our time into programming and trying to do the fun. And that's kind of a fun opportunity for people mm-hmm. that have various interests, and they can turn some of those interests into programs for the public. But the technology has changed a lot. We have a very well-versed, and I'm not one of them, I admit it. We have a very technically well-versed staff. And mm-hmm. people can do things called, like, book a librarian. And you can make an appointment with a librarian to help you do research, help you write a paper, help you do family genealogy. But you can also say, I don't know how to work my Kindle. I don't know how to buy something on Amazon. You know, different. I don't know how to work my cell phone. Just various technological things. And so we have different people that are kind of experts, for lack of a better word, in different things. And people can make appointments with them to learn, you know, kind of about all those things, too.
That's good to know.
That's amazing. But then it lets you know, to if you want to work at the library, you got to be ready to flip it on the script, right? Yeah. You're looking for people that are willing to advance, you know, and the one thing, if you don't, you're stuck. Like, the library had an opportunity just to be gone, you know what I'm saying? If they did not pivot and
they stay relevant.
Stay relevant.
Yeah, you have to stay relevant. And the staff members are ready for anything. I mean, one person could ask you to help with their kindergartner, and then the next person needs to write a resume, and then the person after this needs something else. So you got to really be nimble and be able to pivot with people's needs. And that's one of the fun things about working at the library. That's kind of stressful sometimes too, but that also makes it a very unique and fun place to work, because every day brings new opportunities and new surprises.
That's it. How can we get in touch with you? How can they figure out what's going on at the library?
LexPubLib.org. Check the events on our website. They can find a calendar of events, and then all the various resources are there on our website.
Amazing. Thank you, Kelly. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
All right. You got anything, JC?
Nope.
You're going to quit saying nope. You're going to say something. Gee whiz.
You talk about your Beyonce hat.
Yeah, you didn't talk about the Beyonce hat, but we've heard enough. And thank you for listening to Look Who's Talking. Huh?